Tonight's episode, Podzilla After Dark, is brought to you by Auntie Shannon's bra.
You, Mandy and Lindsay are unable to speak. That really tickled them.
I noticed that. I do it for the shorties.
Gosh, why are we starting this already? I don't want to die again this week.
So it's Podzilla.
You changed it from grandma to auntie.
Yeah, I made an error, but I'm not doing it again. It's Podzilla After Dark on Thursday, Grandma's August 24th. Late. And here's what's going on. I decided to bring a little style to the show, a little class. But apparently Mandy has never seen class before. So
No. I've seen
Mandy,
this class.
Mandy and Jesse haven't seen class before.
I have on my grandma 30 years ago when she was 90.
I've seen that exact class, and I pulled up a picture of it on my 89-year-old grandmother. She was 89 in that picture.
Yeah, there's a reason it's called classic, Jesse. Classic never goes out of style, so while you're getting jiggy.
Well, should we go get you the nightgown that matches?
Hey, my mom wore that nightgown. That's not funny.
My grandma also wore a nightgown.
My mom, to be fair, would have been grandma aged at this point. But anyway, you can be on fleek with your lit fam and go down in history of mediocrity. I'll stay classic over here with my Jew glasses, and I'll rock it like
I'm
Woody Allen.
Say that.
What, Woody Allen? What, because he banged his daughter?
Well.
All right, I'm taking the glasses off.
Thank God.
I'm taking the glasses off so Mandy stops.
Ever since I showed her the picture of my grandmother.
She shook.
She has not been able to stop laughing.
I'm shaking Mandy. I want to see Mandy put him on. Do we want to see Mandy put him on?
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna post a picture of this on our Facebook just so you guys can see what we're talking about. Mandy, rock the glasses.
Glasses are as big as my face.
I know, right?
That's the point. I don't care about messaging features. Bixby? Who the fuck is Bixby?
I don't know, but she's getting on my nerves.
Yeah, I don't like Bixby at all.
I feel like Bixby that hoe is uppity.
Mandy.
I feel like Bixby's a he.
Nope.
Wow.
Definitely has. All right, I need
Mandy
to see this.
Mandy legitimately does look like.
She's Edna Mode.
No, hold on. I need you to look at me, Mandy. I need to see this in person. I feel like I'm about to go on a rant about capes.
It's going on Facebook right now.
I didn't even get to see it.
And you will. It's going to be on Facebook in a few moments. Jesse, will you do the show intros for me tonight while I post this?
So? All right, sure. Tonight we've got Mandy Kennedy.
Adult content.
It's ultra porn. You wear those glasses.
You're going to have to borrow a fake ID. 18 and older youngins.
And then across from her, we've got Lindsay Wolfgang.
Yeah, I'm here.
On the other end of the table, our luxurious host.
less luxurious now.
Granny Shannon.
Oh, Granny Shannon. Grannon.
Oh, my gosh.
Grannendorf.
Grannendorf.
Oh, man, he's going to go. I'm surprised she can move so fast with those glasses on.
She immediately, oh, there it is. Her hip went out on the way there.
Someone get her some Metamucil. All right, it's on the it's on our Facebook now, so you can see these glasses, which are clearly not granny glasses. They're clearly stylish. Those are Allie's glasses too. She's gonna be heartbroken.
I'm so sorry, Allie. Yeah.
I think they're supposed to be a little like semi steampunkish.
Well, they're supposed to be steampunkish. They're also supposed to be a joke.
Yeah.
Like no one is to be taken seriously wearing glasses. Like, look at those fucking glasses.
And in fairness, I'm pretty sure that Allie doesn't listen to this show. So as long as she
no one tells her,
as long as no one tells her. She'll be okay.
Can you keep a secret, Podzilla fans?
Can I be like a gangster grandma here?
Gramster. All right, also, I got to get a mouse because this thing is failing. Jesse, actually, can I borrow that real quick? Thank you. Just cleaned it, too.
Yeah, it did. It's okay.
I'm not dirty. Well, it's because of Dalton.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dalton's sweaty hands all over it. You know what he does with those hands.
I know, especially like I started thinking about it because he borrowed that mouse. I know he had it in his home, in the privacy of his own home.
Oh,
with his new laptop.
Okay, I don't like where you're going with this.
I'm done there. Everybody knows where I went, and he was using my mouse. So maybe he might have been using the trackpad.
You goddamn whacking it off with Jesse's mouse there, Dalton.
You want your grandma glasses back?
Although I'll give them to Allie and tell her that you said they were grandtastical.
Grandtastical.
Set these over here.
Just do grandtastic. See if she even notices.
They're grandtastic. And it is Podzilla After Dark. Thank you, Jesse, for introducing everybody. And welcome, fans, to the uncensored thing of the week. What? Device has completed setup. You already completed setup before? Sorry, I got distracted by your mouse. So Dalton got a new laptop. He's super proud of it.
Yes.
Very own Dalton Anthony here on the show, and he's super, and he should be. It's a good laptop.
Yep. He finally broke into PC gaming. We did a whole bit about it at the beginning of Nerd Up. It was pretty funny.
We did, yes. Yes, we did.
But Dalton, sweet baby, if you think that that laptop is anywhere near my desktop.
Or even mine.
That's like, yeah, it's like bringing your Dreamcast to a PS4 party.
Hey.
Cool. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Dreamcast is the bomb.
I would give it at least Xbox 360 to a PS4 party. I feel like that's a little bit more comparable.
But it's good. It's a good laptop. Dalton, you should be proud.
It is a really solid laptop, and it will definitely play games for years to come.
Yeah.
And, of course, has the same fault that all laptops do in that you can't really upgrade it.
That's what I was telling Steven earlier, because Steven also wanted to get a laptop at one point. And I told him, you know, yeah, laptops are great. They really are. The problem is once you buy one, it's pretty much that's what you get.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can upgrade some things, not most things, and
you can
basically stuck.
You can upgrade the hard drive, and you can upgrade the memory.
Yes.
That's really about it.
But the graphics card you have in it is the graphics card you are stuck with.
Yep.
Which is fine, because Dalton's got a great graphics card in his. This one that I'm using, this Star Wars laptop that I used to be so proud of, I don't even know what it is, honestly. It says Intel, like, HD, but I know that's not the actual graphics card.
I mean, it probably has Intel, like, it probably has an Intel GPU. Yeah. I mean, they make, like, NVIDIA makes graphics cards specifically for laptops. Like, Dalton's, I'm pretty sure, is a 1050 that was designed specifically for laptops.
But does it say 1050 when he looks it up?
Yeah, it should.
Because mine literally just says Intel graphics.
Yeah, it's probably Intel did a special, you know, GPU for that HP laptop.
But I'd like to know what it is. I'm curious about it. I'll look it up at one of these junctures.
Yeah,
you know. We got an anniversary to celebrate today.
Who's that?
3 years ago today, GameStop 261 closed.
Oh, man.
I've been seeing the memories on there. And by the way, I want to send an apology out to Tabitha, who I thought didn't work there anymore, because I hope she doesn't feel like I insulted her. So, no. I said 261. She doesn't even work at 261. So even
She never did.
Right. So she don't be insulted. You shouldn't be insulted. You are a fine worker. I don't know anything about the GameStop workers over there now. She's the only one I know. I know Chrissy too, but I should probably stop naming names, because I don't want anyone from GameStop to think I'm associated with those people. I'm not. They hate me. GameStop, if you're listening, and I know you are, they hate me over there. They don't even let me in the store at this point. Just for
definitely can't trade in games.
Yeah, so they're doing good. They're doing good. They won't let me near the store, and they spit at me when I get in there. They don't want me anywhere near them. So you don't have to worry about like them being any part of this show. They're not. They no way sponsored by this show or whatever, okay? So don't fire anybody because you heard me say their name. For the love of Christ.
And yes, GameStop, we know it's tempting. Please don't do that.
We know you like to fire people.
Especially once they start making a little too much money.
Or say really stupid things online.
Also, going backwards real quick, you have a 128-megabyte Intel HD 520.
520?
Yes.
That's less than 1050.
It's very much like a mobile-specific GPU.
Like, they told me it was a gaming laptop, and I guess it runs Minecraft.
I mean, you do.
Oh, that's okay. I bought one, and they're like, yeah, this will run Diablo 2 fine. No, it didn't. The
Diablo
screen went
2?
Black. Well, it was back in, like, 2007.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
And I was like, you lied to me. You straight up lied to me.
Yeah, I should have known better than to. I mean, I buy stuff from Best Buy all the time.
That's
I love
I
Best
mine.
Buy. But, Lindsay, you remember the last time I bought a gaming laptop from Best Buy?
Uh-huh.
It was like $1,400. It was when I got the job at GameStop.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to celebrate.
Then he used, like, on one trip to Pennsylvania, and then it sat, and then the battery went bad, and then.
And then I sold it to Riley, who downloaded so much porn, I'm assuming, that it broke it completely. Yeah, that laptop kind of sucked. And for $1,400, I guess I expect a little bit. By the way, Dalton, congratulations on the new laptop. But did you know that Omen is about to release their new Omen X, which has 4K resolution plus 120 hertz gameplay? I'm not making this up. And a 1080 graphics card in there. So, I mean, it's cool that you bought the 2015 model.
Dalton, don't fall into this trap.
All I'm saying is, you know, Best Buy probably would let you return that, and you just tell them, yeah, it wasn't working right, and then, you know, get the Omen X.
Actually, he could do that.
Yeah, you're a grand in. Why not double down? Because it's about $2,600.
Oh, that's tripling down.
But 4K resolution and 120 hertz gameplay. They said it's built for professional gamers. So
sure is, Meg.
So Dalton, I mean, I've seen you play Mercy, man. You were as close to a professional as I've seen. So get that one.
He's gonna need the top, the best of the best.
Yeah,
for that new Mercy.
Do you like looking like a little bitch?
Austin Lane swooping in.
I like Austin Lane.
We all
Me
do.
Too.
Yeah. Back to GameStop for a second.
Sure.
Let's just talk about GameStop. Jesse, you and I and Lindsay, we all worked at 261.
True.
We called it home for many years. Mandy, you're the only one that didn't work.
I couldn't.
Well, I guess her brother was a manager.
Because your brother worked at GameStop. Yeah,
Mr. I did enough pre-orders for you motherfuckers, though. Thanks, Pat. Fucking every time I go in there, what are you pre-ordering?
God damn it.
Yeah.
I guess.
And we made a lot of friends from there, obviously. A lot of friends that we know now. I met a lot of people there for the first time and never realized it. I apparently met Chelsea there. Didn't realize it. I met Calvin there. Didn't realize it.
Dalton
didn't realize
Dalton
it.
Dalton talks about all the things that I sold him while I worked there, and I was like, this may have been a big deal to you, but for me it was Tuesday.
I was like, Jesse was Raul Julia in that moment. Yeah, we met quite a few people, made a lot of good friends. So, you know, I can't say anything bad about GameStop, but if I did, this is it. GameStop is still kind of an asshole corporation that every time they do something good, something bad happens that makes them look even worse. And we never talked about this on the show before, and I meant to, about their Thanksgiving this year, that they're going to be open on Thanksgiving.
Normal hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, well, that's my phone.
At least I think
that's Alex Gabriel. Thanks, Alex.
It's supposed to be up to, I think, DMs, maybe.
To when they close.
What hours they are. But, yeah, I know a lot of stores are straight up doing normal hours on Thanksgiving Day, which just really GameStop?
Cut out Black Friday and just do their sales that day, or legitimately just stay open and then do Black Friday on Friday?
I'm waiting for the day that that they just do, like, open on Christmas. Hey, you want your last minute shopping? Come to GameStop Christmas Day.
Yeah, I mean, well, the mall probably won't let them.
The only thing I can figure is that they're trying to compete more with online. Because the last couple years, like Black Friday and even being open on Thanksgiving was not worth it at all.
Yeah, no, GameStop.
Because everyone's just going on Amazon and buying everything that way.
Yeah, GameStop has definitely been falling. They've suffered a pretty big loss over the past year, and they're desperate for money. So this does not surprise me, but I am disappointed.
Let's be fair with that desperate. They are still a Fortune 500.
Well, let's also be fair. They were desperate for money when they were making more money.
Yeah. No, basically what they're desperate for is increasing their profit margin. Because like they haven't – it's not that they're losing money by any stretch. They just aren't making as much money, and their sales aren't increasing at the rate they once were.
Well, didn't they switch to just have like a bunch of Funkos and stuff? And
yeah, they started selling a bunch of toys, right? Basically to try and increase their profit margin.
Which, I mean, good on them. I like toys. Like, I'm fine with that. In fact, I go to GameStop now just to look at the toys. Not that I get to go to GameStop, because again, when I try to get close to it, I am told to leave.
He has to look through the window when I go in to look.
I bought some Pops there.
Yeah, I've also bought Pops there and some other, like, just toys and stuff. But yeah, because I think they bought ThinkGeek. Was that the company they acquired?
Yeah.
And Mandy, to answer your earlier question, I don't know if they're doing sales on Thanksgiving Day or not.
Yeah.
I assume they are.
Well, they have to be. Because, I mean, it would be their Black Friday deal, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well,
if
that's what
like
I was...
ours, we start ours a week ahead of time.
But you know who's really to blame for this? You. The American
people
consumer.
People who go out and shop on those
people
days.
People that go out and shop on those days and then have the audacity to tell them, sorry you have to be here. Fuck you.
I hate those people like, oh, that sucks you're working.
You're the reason I'm working.
You're fucking here, so thank you.
Yeah. You give GameStop a reason to do it, and they're going to do it.
I was going to say, like, you guys being okay with it, like you guys going into shopping, and I understand there are a lot of people out there that are thinking, like, yeah, I ain't got shit else to do on Thanksgiving.
I've been there.
Yeah, like if I'm going to go in and get some cheap stuff, yeah, it sucks that you have to be there, but...
I'm going to get mine.
I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get my sales stuff.
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, if that's what you want to do, go for it. There's not many places that I take like a moral stand on, no, I will not do this. I still go to Jimmy John's. I still order from Jimmy John's. I know the guy's an asshole.
What's the guy, Jimmy John's an asshole?
Apparently, and I don't think it's anymore, but he pictures circulated about him going and hunting like the big game in Africa, and look, oh, here, look at me killing these endangered species type things.
What did you actually hear? Did you ever see the Adam Ruins Everything on that?
Oh, God. Please stop. No, you go ahead. I just hit a button. Oh,
okay. Well, no, because actually, like, the big game hunting thing, it's a way that they kind of – it reduces poachers because it gives these rich people, you know, the ability to do it.
Oh, yeah, no, he did it legally.
Yeah, if you
know,
yeah,
he did it legally. Yeah.
Yeah, then it reduces the number of poachers. It helps with population control on certain things. Like one of the things that they went over in Adam Ruins Everything, if you've got a particularly aggressive, like the way those really rich people do those hunts, it's not like you just get to go out in a field and just shoot whatever you see. Want.
Yeah, human or otherwise.
You were hunting a specific animal.
Right.
And they are usually tracked. Like if you have a particularly aggressive lion or something like that.
We've all seen Ghost in the Darkness. No, you should have.
Yeah.
Should be required doing. Hey, tell me real quick. Sure. Can you just, for my sake, say, hey, let's talk about Adam Ruins Everything. All right, go.
Hey, let's talk about Adam Ruins Everything.
Oh, can we?
was that your Adam Conover impersonation?
No. All right, let me can I say the story behind this?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
So the other day, I come home, we do the show, and Allie wants to watch the newest episode of Adam Ruins Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not in a great mood, really. So she says, I'm going to go upstairs, and then we'll watch the newest episode of Adam Ruins Everything. And I just kind of went, oh, can we?
Oh.
Which I told that story to Hunter, and Hunter lost his shit because the way I said it, especially in that one time, was so gold, from what I understand. I don't think she caught it, so this is another thing. Hey, Podzilla fans, don't tell Allie. Because I actually don't dislike Adam Ruins Everything. I find him quite funny and charming. She does get really pissed at me, though, when I point out that he has writers. Because I think in her mind, he knows – he's like goddamn – what's the guy from Jeopardy?
Alex Trebek.
He's like Alex Trebek. Like people that watch Jeopardy think Alex Trebek knows everything. No, it's like Sean Connery said. He's got that card that tells him the answers. Well, I tell Allie, yeah, Adam doesn't know everything. He has writers. They tell him what to say. He's just an actor.
He actually gets so mad. He actually does participate in a lot of the research for it.
Oh, no doubt. And I tell her that too, but it's like she just assumes, and maybe she doesn't, and I'm just putting the shit on her. But it's funnier when I do it that way because she gets really angry.
Because he did an AMA on Reddit recently, and it was actually really interesting. Talking about a whole bunch of different stuff. A lot of people calling him out on stuff that he was wrong about or wasn't particularly clear about or was misunderstood, etc. And, he was talking about, like, yeah, no, we make mistakes and everything else. But, they have a dedicated research team. And apparently he does participate occasionally because it helps him with, you know, delivering the material if he understands it a little better.
Skateboarders.
Yeah.
Christ.
Yeah. it's actually kind of neat. They do. And I don't know why she would think otherwise because it's straight up on the show. Anytime he throws out a fact, they throw the source up on the screen.
Well, no, I think it's more so the fact that, like, I always pointed out that she thinks that way.
Okay.
Because what she'll say is, I know, but I mean, he probably has an interest in it. He wants to know it too. And I'm like, that's fine. But Adam Conover is not the smartest man in America. You know who the smartest man in America is?
Who?
I don't know. I was asking you. Fuck.
I don't know.
Elon Musk?
I watch cartoons, not real stuff.
I mean, cartoons are real. They make them.
They're 2D and fictional.
She doesn't watch nonfiction is what she's getting at.
You do watch nonfiction. DuckTales is a documentary filmed in real time.
I wish.
But anyway, going back, I really like Adam Ruins Everything. Like I said, he doesn't hit it all. He doesn't always get it all right. But, yeah, he does present a lot of interesting things about how things have changed over the years because of private interest groups. And
there's some
like
stuff I like, some stuff I don't on there because like some stuff I don't want him to ruin. You know?
Yeah.
There was a certain somebody that was shown an episode about Adam Ruins engagement rings, and that kind of broke their heart, you know? I don't want him to ruin stuff that I like. And I don't know if he's ever done like an Adam Ruins Christianity or anything like that. I'm sure he won't, just because they're like, you can't touch that.
No.
And then Adam's like, but you know a lot of it's bullshit, right? Like, I don't care. We will lose people so quick.
I think somebody in the AMA did ask if he was ever going to do anything about organized religion. But I think he said that was a firm no. Well, or at least, because I know the one that he was asked about most frequently was whether or not he would do an episode on racism. And he said that's something that's been in the work now since like they started the show, but they want to make sure they have all of their facts. They want to make sure they've got a bunch of credited people.
Because that's one you don't really want to fuck up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, if you fuck up one about like hunting or college. They just did one on why it's important to go to college.
Yeah.
Like, if you fuck something like that up, it's like, okay, bad black eye, but whatever. But if you fuck up something as sensitive as racism, that's a whole other thing. Speaking of that, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because that gives me a segue. Plus, I want to point out, you said that he won't touch organized religion. Yeah. Well, you can thank your lucky stars that this Tuesday, I believe, unless scheduling changes, on the inaugural episode of I Want to Believe, myself, Tanner, Calvin are going to be talking about organized religion, and we're going to be talking about the afterlife. So this should be either – here's how this is going to go. This is either going to be really fun and, like, really interesting, or it's going to be a train wreck. It could go either way. I'm excited to have Tanner back on the show. Calvin, this will be his first appearance. So it could be really good, or it could be awful. So stay tuned. This Tuesday, it's going to be a lot of fun.
At the very least, we know Calvin has experience behind a microphone. So
he does. He has his own, like, Let's Play channel and stuff like that. So, yeah. And, of course, Big T. We've been waiting to get T back on here for a while.
Yeah, T-Bear knows what he's doing on a microphone.
Speaking of racism, this happened because of the thing in Charlotte. I don't know if you heard about it. I guess someone mentioned it to me the other day, and I didn't know what he was talking about. ESPN.
Oh, yeah, about Robert Lee.
Yeah. So ESPN pulls this guy from a Virginia broadcast because his name's Robert Lee, like Robert E. Lee, and they didn't. And when I first heard about that, I thought, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Seriously,
this is so stupid. Like, why would you think that was a good decision? And then I heard the reason why, and I was less angry because they didn't want him to get, like, ridiculed or trolled online and stuff like that. That I could see, because people online are assholes.
It was one of those things, like Asa put it perfectly in the group chat when he was talking about it, saying that it's not, like, I can understand that why they would want to avoid it and why they just want to, like, you know, avoid that entire drama.
Yes.
But then they got hit with what I hadn't even heard this before, the Streisand effect was what Asa mentioned.
Lindsay, tell us what the Streisand effect is.
I don't know. The only Streisand I know is Barbara.
I think that's what they're talking about.
it is. I think. Apparently it's when you try to hide something, and in doing so, you raise public eye to it and actually put more attention on it.
Yeah.
Because it became one of those things where they didn't want the locals for that game to, you know, they didn't want any drama with that for the locals. So they tried to fix it. And it turned into drama on a national scale.
Kind of like, but similar to when Overwatch pulled Tracer's pose to not offend some people, ended up creating a huge mess because of it.
Yeah,
because it's like they brought more attention to it when they could have just left it in.
And so then more people were posting it to show it.
I don't think there were that many people offended by Tracer's pose. Am I wrong? You know more about it than I do.
I mean, I remember that drama. There were a few people that were a little upset about it because they thought Overwatch was going to be, you know, a more diverse game and less about sexualizing women and all this other stuff. And then you have Tracer, who had it wasn't even a bad pose. It was like, you know, she showed off her butt a little, but it was like
said it didn't fit her personality.
Yeah, and which bull crap, because you don't know her personality. This was before the game came out.
Yeah,
and also it's not like the one they replaced it with was much better.
The one they replaced it with was a classic pinup pose.
And how was that better than her just? Whatever, internet.
Yeah, we talked about that on an episode of Nerd Up a while back. They pulled it, and then they're like, you know what? Then they released that one, which was so much worse because it's effectively like it's as close to an anatomically accurate boob and butt pose as you could possibly get.
And you can't say that that Overwatch doesn't sexualize.
Yeah, like have you seen them all dressed?
Yeah, have you seen Widowmaker?
I was about to say, yeah, complaining about Tracer. Look at Widow.
And Symmetra's like slit all the way up, like
so she can move.
But still, like almost every woman character in almost every game is sexualized by what they're wearing, anyways.
But they saw people like this because this was way back in early Overwatch.
Yeah,
because they saw characters like Mei and Zarya.
Yeah,
and they were like, oh diversity. Wow, there's actually some like diversity. Every character is not this like thin, beautiful stick.
Yeah,
and
then Tracer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they had Tracer and Widow, but then they also had Mei and Zarya. And then, kind of, because you always get that kind of diversity on men in games, because even, like, especially at Overwatch, you've got characters like Reinhardt, Roadhog, and Junkrat, and then you've got, you know, your beautiful characters like Hanzo, and do what?
Oh, man, Junkrat. I don't know what you talking about.
I don't find just Hanzo kidding. To be attractive. The most attractive man on that is clearly...
Are you going to put on... I bet you're thinking McCree.
I was thinking Winston.
Oh, Winston. Okay. Winston's a gorilla for those of you out there that don't play this game.
Take Roadhog over that.
You take Roadhog over Winston?
Yes, probably.
Winston's smart, though.
I don't care.
He's intellectual.
I hate Winston so much.
Oh, God. We don't want to turn this into the Overwatch hour. That's Sundays.
We only talk about Overwatch for like 10 to 15 minutes on Sunday.
But yeah, it's McCree.
Just every Sunday.
I figured it was McCree.
Yeah. Or, we're going to talk about it again because it changes, I bet.
Or Young Soldier 76.
Yeah.
Like the blonde hair, the silver skin. That was pretty sweet.
Young Jack Morrison.
Yes. Yeah.
That dude's pretty handsome.
Or Reaper.
Yeah, Young Gabe is an attractive man,
That's
too.
Who I'd pick. Reaper. Gabe. Yes.
Because there's the skin is like, it's Gabriel Reyes.
Yeah.
Is the skin.
Right.
That's my vote.
I mean, I'd have to go with D.Va, personally, from a male's point of view. As much as I love Tracer, I don't think she'd be interested in me.
I would do D.Va or Mercy.
I'd take Pharah.
Pharah's
really attractive.
I still say D.Va or Mercy.
Young Anna. Literally any woman in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a bad one.
I mean, I would feel like Zarya would be intimidating because I feel like she'd break me, but at the same time, something's a little thrilling about that.
Yeah. Sometimes I want a girl to just kick my ass. You know? Lindsay, who would you pick? You don't know any of the characters.
I don't.
You can have Junkrat.
I haven't seen them. I'm not making a comment.
Pick Genji.
No.
He needs love.
He needs healing.
He's a robot.
He needs healing. Sexual healing.
I mean, he's
That's
not a,
song
a complete
by Kygo.
Robot.
That's what?
It's a song called Sexual Healing by Kygo.
Yeah, it's called Kygo. Sexual Healing by goddamn Marvin Gaye. What the fuck are you smoking? Sorry. I got a little angry there. I'm sorry. I just
There's two different songs, so fuck you.
Is it really? How do the lyrics go in yours? Is it when I get that feeling I need sexual healing? No.
No.
Okay.
It's like a techno beat.
Can you sing it a little bit?
No.
just a couple.
No, yeah, you've Lindsay, done shaved me with the McCree grandma skin, glasses, so anyway.
She saw it earlier. Yeah,
he showed me that. I don't care.
Hey, wow, fun sucker McGee.
Yeah, seriously.
Jesus,
Miss, I love very little fake things. I don't like real things.
Yeah,
and you don't like this
truth. You can have Scrooge McDuck now. Goddamn.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Scrooge McDick. Launchpad McDick.
Launchpad McDick.
Yes.
Dalton, if you're still listening.
Sorry, I'm a little bitter towards Overwatch, seeing that when it first came out, that's what everybody gravitated to, and nothing but that.
Everyone's still gravitating toward it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still such a good game.
Hop on the bandwagon, Lindsay.
Nope.
Which is great, because it came from a failed MMO follow-up to World of Warcraft called Titan.
Hmm. I didn't know about that.
Well, I drop knowledge occasionally.
Hmm.
It's one of the many failed where MMOs tried to make a sequel. Like, there was Ultima Online 2, designed by Todd McFarlane.
No, you have the figures to that, don't
I
you?
Do, because they eventually put those figures into the original Ultima Online, which completely ruined the game. It's like, you like medieval shit? Here's a giant cyborg.
Weep.
Thanks. What game was I talking
Ultima.
About? Ultima. Ultima. Yeah. Sorry. All right. Well, that's the show for tonight.
Wah, wah, wah.
I think we're good. There's a hurricane coming. Did you hear about that?
Nope.
Hurricane Harvey about to hit Texas. They're evacuating it now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Did you hear about the typhoon in China?
No.
Apparently it was like a T-10 typhoon caused like $9 billion in damage.
Oh, shit.
And let's just go back and forth with, hey, did you hear this?
Because I saw some, I found a new subreddit. It's like r/weathergifs.
Oh, God.
And it's
you are bored at work, aren't you?
Sometimes. I have some downtime. Anyway.
When you're depressed, all your time is downtime.
I get it. There was another gif of that typhoon where people were actually getting, like, people were getting blown around in the streets.
That's not good.
You know, oh, my God. Bad. It was some serious wind going on. But anyway, go back to Hurricane Harvey. What about that?
Oh, that's it.
Texas evacuated.
Yeah, Texas evacuated. I'm sorry. I'm looking at what is it called? CNN, and I just read it's kind of sad. Jay Thomas died.
Jay Thomas.
I don't know.
He was an actor on Cheers. And
which one? Is it Coach?
I never watched Cheers.
He was also on Murphy Brown.
Or that.
I liked Cheers.
If you saw him, you would recognize him. You'd go, oh, that guy. I recognize Jay Thomas. I like Jay Thomas. He was one of my favorite. I haven't seen him in forever. So I.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, that's sad. So yeah, Jay Thomas passed away at 69. Cancer.
Gosh, dang it.
It's always cancer. Jesse's looking up a picture of Jay Thomas right now. While he's doing that, I'm going to bring up that I did read this week that there was another round of hacks. More celebrities caught. Naked.
Nude, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that
Why
too.
Why do people not learn?
Because it's fun to send nudes.
Okay. you're dipping into dangerous territory where there is going to be someone that will point out that just because you take a picture of yourself naked doesn't give anyone the right to like repost it online. Yeah, yes, that's Jay Thomas.
But the second you send it out, there's a chance that someone could get a hold of it.
But they're not just sending them out. They're on their own phones, and then people are hacking into their phones and stealing them. That's Damn. The thing.
Well, people are jerks.
People are jerks.
People are douchebags.
They're very clear. I watched a documentary on, you know, this Christian Weston Chandler. We all know Christian Weston Chandler, right? Sonic Chew?
Nope.
Have you never heard of Sonic Chew? You had to have.
I swear he this told you about familiar. It before.
You're playing. The Yellow Sonic, and he's Sonic Chew, because he's a mix of Sonic and Pikachu. That's the original IP. oh, my God. You fucking Reddit boy over here has never heard of an internet thing?
I mean...
that shocks me.
I don't know a lot of internet personalities, because I don't watch YouTube much.
He's not much of a... Okay, so what it is this guy... who is, I don't know if he's autistic or what, but and we're talking about people being assholes. He created a comic called Sonic Chew, which is Sonic and Pikachu fused together. And it all takes place in a city named after him with the main character of him. And people jumped on it, and they've been ridiculing the guy online for 15 years.
Damn.
And his story, his life is kind of a dumpster fire. And it doesn't help any that he's kind of an asshole, but also he's kind of mentally ill, so can you really make fun of him? Yes is the answer, because that's what the internet has done nonstop. You can find this story on a great little channel that I found called Down the Rabbit Hole, and I've watched like 4 videos from him today.
They're actually really interesting.
The name on it's Frederick Knudsen. I don't know if that's his real name or what, but if you look him up on YouTube, yeah, I watched it about him, this thing called Empress Teresa, and then one about this guy, Dark, what's his name?
Was it the Let's Play?
Yeah, DSP, Dark something.
Okay, yeah, no, I have seen this before.
Of course you've seen that before. It's the worst thing you've ever seen.
It's so interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, it doesn't look any worse than any other, just...
No,
like, no name.
It does get worse, because there's other, like, in later comics... All the people that make fun of him, he, like, murders in the comic. There's also pictures he drew of himself sexually assaulting a girl he knows.
Oh.
At which point she said, why would you do this? And he wrote her an apology note saying, I do regret that it leaked, but I don't regret drawing it, because if I didn't get it out through that, I'm afraid I might have done something really stupid. Which she replied, like, what, rape me? Which he might have done.
Oh.
Oh, my God, base.
I really hate that college is back in session right now.
It's Thirsty Thursday, too.
Yeah.
We're going to get all this noise. Yeah, no, I don't like that. Because I was going to say, like, if you remember Cookie Monster's art, that's the nickname I'm going with.
Is this...
He's a local artist, and he has a
Who's been booted
book.
Out from a couple places?
Yes. Okay. He has gotten kicked out of more than a few places. Yeah. That dude's comic was disturbing, and also drawn about like Sonic Chew. But going all the way back to the leaks, the celebrity leaks, I really don't want to blame the celebrities for having those pictures.
No, absolutely not.
That's we're not gonna victim blame here.
No, mm-hmm. Well, we're not.
Yeah, no, the internet does, because of course they are. But yeah, it's not. It's not cool that they got hacked.
Not cool
that they put it out on the internet.
Even if it is Miley Cyrus.
You know what the lesson is? Don't be a celebrity.
That's true.
There you go.
That's a terrible lesson.
They just shut everything.
While we were talking about this, I just got an email from Facebook.
Sure.
So there was a site. I'm not going to say what the site is, because I don't want to give them any attention, that Asa brought to our attention in the group chat a couple days ago, a Facebook page.
Yeah.
And he went and reported it.
Sure.
I also reported it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know the site you're talking about.
Facebook got back to me, and I don't know if Asa got the same message, but it says, thanks for your report. You did the right thing by letting us know about this. We looked over the page you reported, and although it doesn't go against any of our specific standards, we understand that the page or something shared on it may still be offensive to you. So now they're going to tell me how to like avoid the page. I don't see how this doesn't violate community standards when it's a white supremacist Facebook page. That literally links to bloodandsoil.org.
Is that the one you told me about the other day?
I did mention
that. When I was
that.
At the
yeah.
park.
Mm-hmm.
That says things about, you know, white men rising up and taking back the country. Like, what part of that isn't against your guidelines?
It might have just been like an automated reply.
Well, I appreciate you guys letting me know, Facebook, but...
I mean, because... Well, even like...
You know what? I'm gonna give them the like frowny face for the experience. They just got to... How could... What went wrong? How could it be better? Banish white supremacists.
I mean, that would kick off a chunk of their users. I don't know. Like, maybe that's just a powder keg they don't want to touch. Because for some reason, some people out there are hesitant to... What?
Oh, I just realized I had another one from them from a while back where my friend Jerome posted this picture of like a naked woman just plowing down on some naked dick. And I reported that for nudity just to mess with him. And it says, thanks for letting us know. It doesn't go against any of our specific community standards. She was fucking his dick like in plain view. How does that not violate it?
Clearly, they are ignoring you at this point.
Facebook doesn't take me seriously.
Yeah, because, yeah, no, that's definitely against their guidelines. Like, you could definitely report blatant nudity.
I've seen people get kicked off for, like, a nipple peeking. This was literally two people having sex. How is that not against whatever, Facebook?
Oh, Facebook. Man, because I know a lot of people don't want to touch. For some reason, like, certain companies are hesitant to take a side against white supremacy and Nazis.
We did this in World War II.
It's boggling to the mind, isn't it?
A little bit.
Is it as boggling as Amy Schumer saying she doesn't deserve to be paid the same as black comedians? What?
Huh?
Huh?
God, please stop. All right.
Well, all right then.
Forget I said anything. It's because they're comedic geniuses. I don't. Whatever. It's playing stuff, and I don't want to listen to it. That's all I got, Jesse. I'm going to need you to say something. Because I came ill prepared for the show, and I'll tell you why. It's because I didn't do any research. Anything. Because at this point, like, I don't exactly know what even the point of this show is.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of supposed to be freeform discussion. We just kind of talk about topics that come up throughout the week.
But nothing, I mean, the only thing we can really talk about is Trump bad, white supremacists bad.
Yeah, because we never did actually show. Yeah, we never did actually talk about like Charlottesville, did we?
Did we?
I mean, not like there was.
Does anyone remember?
Not on the Thursday show, I don't think.
That's because I try not to depress. I asked Lindsay. I said, "Hey, is there anything you want to talk about tonight?" There's not.
On the Philip DeFranco show, he did a story about this guy that a diamond company is suing him because he was doing videos that they say they can guarantee their diamonds are from Canada. And he, like, tracked it back to a seller that told him it wasn't Canadian, and there's this whole ordeal. That was interesting.
There's no diamonds in Canada, except for the folks at the Press Start to Join show.
A couple of diamonds that came out of
there. Diamonds in the rough.
Because
you know what also came from Canada?
What's that?
Nickelback.
Lights.
That's true.
Avril Lavigne. Did you say whites?
Lights.
Oh.
Her favorite artist that she has decorating, like, everything she owns.
Okay, tell me about Lights. You keep talking about it. I have no idea what it is.
Well,
but you seem pretty obsessed with it. This is the DuckTales level of obsession.
I'm not obsessed. I'm just a huge fan. She's amazing, and I'm going to see her for my birthday next in
that
October.
Described her none.
Well, she's a goddess. She plays music. What do you...
So description of Lights. She's a goddess that plays music.
She plays music. She likes anime and video games too. She made her own comic, obviously, as I've talked about that before. By ambulance. She has a kid and she's married to a guy in Bless the Falls. She's pretty down to earth. She's chill. I wish we were friends.
Lights is a Canadian musician, singer, and songwriter. What's her real name?
Valerie
Ann. Oh God.
Poxner.
Poxleitner.
Poxleitner.
I can see why she changed it to Lights.
Well, that's it. Yeah, no, like, thanks.
She's like around the same age.
She's 30.
Around the same age.
Mandy's close to 30.
Easy.
Ish.
Yeah,
easy.
I'm almost 28.
No one likes to say their age, apparently.
I just did.
Although, thanks to reincarnation, it doesn't matter. You just come back again.
I'd like to believe in reincarnation.
I like to.
I guess this is a slight preview of the Tuesday show. The more I look into reincarnation, the more I'm like, that kind of makes sense. There's so much more about that makes sense to me than Christianity or organized religions generally. It's one of those things that when I think about heaven, I really have to feel like I'm stretching to believe in it. But if I think about reincarnation, I don't have to stretch so much. To me, I feel calm when I think about it. And maybe that's, that's something, you know? But I don't claim to know the truth. If you're a Christian and you're listening to this, I'm not saying you're wrong. You could be right. I could be wrong.
I mean, go with what makes you feel good.
I like reincarnation. Though then I feel like you can't do the whole, well, I'll see you in heaven when someone dies. But I'm like,
but
well, you
matter.
Go to heaven for like a year and then you reincarnate? But then they'd already be reincarnated, so you would never meet them.
That was the movie Chances Are.
Well, I don't fucking see it. So.
There's a movie called Chances Are that's about reincarnation?
It's basically a person gets killed, they go up to heaven, and then there's an option to be reborn. Hmm. And they're in a rush to get back because something major was going on. But
oh,
they
I've
got
seen this
reborn.
Movie. Who was in that movie?
Oh my gosh! Why am
how
I?
How would
blank?
You change it if you're just being born though? That's your baby.
Oh my god! Robert Downey Jr. when he was like way younger.
Confirming.
You know
confirming,
what I'm saying?
Confirming.
I don't know.
Confirming.
I would like
can't
to,
confirm.
Yeah.
Can't confirm.
I don't know. The way I think about reincarnation is like imagine when you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And you lay down, you close your eyes, and then you wake up. Reincarnation is kind of similar. You when you die, it's like going to sleep, and then that time you feel that time.
Yeah.
I don't know, re-energizing, whatever, and then you're born again as someone else. Probably, I don't know.
That's neat.
It is
I like
neat.
That.
I like that theory too because
it's less scary to me. Like
it is
there's
less
no
scary.
Like dwelling in a space, freaking
less,
out what's
it's less
happening.
Boring. Because if heaven was real, like. It's like, but no, everything always goes right all the time. It's perfect, and you're happy all the time. And I'm like, I kind of like Earth, though. Like, yeah, it kind of sucks sometimes,
yeah.
But I kind of like it when it sucks. Because then when it doesn't suck, it's even better.
And I feel like you're in control. Like, I feel like heaven, you'd be like a slave to God. Does that make sense?
A slave to God. That,
like, you have to do his stuff up there? I don't know. My brain's weird. I have choices down here.
No, I agree. Like, I don't want to spend eternity just praying to one dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
because that part.
God,
of
how
but
arrogant
it,
is he?
I guess
because I feel like in hell you just do what you want. I got a poker table set down there; it's fine.
Or you suffer eternally,
right?
Yeah, or that.
That's the other option.
Yeah, because from what I understand, like the general belief is that you were just at peace. You want for nothing because you don't need anything. You got it. It's not that you have everything you want; it's just that you don't want anything. Which to me,
that doesn't sound fun either.
It doesn't. No. And then you have hell as the opposite, right? Where you want for everything and you just suffer eternally.
But do you?
Hell is the absence of God. Literally, that's the definition.
You know,
of hell.
Sinners have more fun, right? So
on Earth,
yeah, yeah. So then, if you went to hell, it should be more fun.
You pay
Satan
for it eventually.
Make it fun.
What about you, Lindsay?
Hmm?
What do you feel like?
I mean, I definitely lean more towards reincarnation.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I've just been toying with it lately. I have this horrible fear of dying.
I know, and I'm the opposite, where I just don't think about it.
And I
it
envy
freaks
you.
Me out.
Yeah, because I mean, dying's like the one thing you can't stop.
The only time I think about it is when I'm in the car and I'm still having like weird accident flashbacks and just having to yell at myself to be like, "No, you're fine. Nothing's going to smash into you."
No, I think about like I don't even think about the act of dying doesn't scare me. It's just the thought of there being nothing after it.
See,
especially
that doesn't bother me in the least.
How does that not bother you?
I don't know. I just don't think about it.
Well,
that
I'm not going to talk about it too
out.
Much because I don't want to freak you out. Yeah.
I can't even
I've heard you talk about it enough and it hasn't affected me.
Yeah, but I don't get in depth.
Like, if I watch a show and someone dies, I cannot go to bed after that because then I think, like, what if I die? What happens? What happens after? And I, like, freak myself out. And I have to put something else
especially
on.
When you think of, like, there's nothing after that, which is what atheists believe, which is the most sensical.
Yeah. I just feel like you die and then that is it. Like, gone. Nothing. You're just wiped out and you don't... Nothing.
And that's the
it's
scary.
Creepy. I'm freaking
that's the scariest
out.
Option.
That's the one my brain is.
It's one of those things. The more I think about it, and you know, because if I get in that situation, like Manny was talking about, where I'm like, oh, there were so many things that I've wanted to do that I, you know, I haven't been able to do yet, and all this other stuff, and yeah, no, I start freaking myself out if I think about it. So I gotta go. Like I joined Lindsay's camp, and I just try really hard not to think about it.
Yeah, but I forced myself to not think about it for so long that I can't not think about it anymore. You know, I just turned 35, and. To even think like, wow, I'm 35, this won't be long now, is ridiculous. And I realize it's ridiculous.
Because you were less than halfway through your life.
Yeah, 35 is not an old age. I mean, I've got friends that are like 45, 46. They're like, wow, then I must be ancient. And I'll tell them, like, no, man, 45 is not even old.
Mm-hmm.
But 35 is.
Fuck, dude.
No, it's not.
So I've been thinking a lot about death lately and just, you know, what, trying to convince myself that it's not the end. And sometimes it's easier than others. When you think about the universe and the fact that existence in itself is unexplained, like why we're here, how we're here, what started it all, what's the point of it? Like, when you think about stuff like that, it doesn't seem so far-fetched that there could be a plan for after this, that forces greater than us. Just because we don't understand it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. We just don't understand it.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's one of those things, like, reincarnation is just as plausible as any other post-death theory. Like, it's not, like...
And there's evidence. There's evidence that suggests it could be a thing. But it, like every other evidence, I mean, you have to take everything with a grain of salt. Even stuff that is widely regarded as truth is still not 100% proven. You know, a lot of stuff. Not everything. Some stuff is proven.
Yeah.
Some stuff is proven. Yeah.
Many things.
Many things are proven.
Yeah, I like to think there's aliens for fun.
There are aliens. Like, that shouldn't even be... That shouldn't even be a, well, maybe there are aliens. No, there are aliens somewhere.
Yeah.
There have to be. I think it was an old Chris... It was Eddie Griffin or Chris Rock that said God, you know, made everything for us and then looked at the sky and said, let's light it up for him. Let's put some lights up there.
Now, I'm like just sitting dinosaurs? Here trying, like, really do what?
Dinosaurs? Yeah.
Trying really bombs. Hard not to make Little Dickie references.
Oh, God. Well, late. Dalton right now is laughing that dumbass laugh of his.
Because yeah, Mandy's been, she's made a couple.
Is that what that was? You're doing Little Dickie references?
Yeah.
Why can't this be some side quests? As soon as we started talking about death and God, the song was just there. The entire time.
You've heard Pillow Talking at this point, haven't you?
How could I not? Dalton made me watch it.
It's
along
good.
With like four other videos of that. But that's okay, so I got him back with Eric Andre. He didn't want to watch it. And that's then I was home. Like, no, you got to watch Eric Andre. And he begged me no, and he begged me no. And then by the third or fourth time that I had to like strap him down to make him watch it, he started laughing. He was like, well, Ray J got another one.
You can call him Ray. You can call him Jay.
Lindsay, do you like Eric Andre? I'm pulling you into conversations. I'm going to make you talk.
I mean, the little bit of your stuff that I've seen is kind of obnoxious, but we've watched worse.
We have watched much worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll take that over some of your other videos that you've chosen over the years.
Like what?
Like your Quack Like a Duck.
Oh,
Quack
God.
Like a Duck doesn't belong to me. It belongs to everybody.
And Birdemic.
It belongs to no one.
Birdemic.
You know what we should do a show on one of these days? And we could talk. Wait, let's talk about it now because we got 13 more minutes left. I saw a clip today, speaking of terrible things. Remember Xavier Renegade Angel?
Yeah.
On Adult Swim?
Yeah, that awful, awful.
What the fuck was wrong with Adult Swim? Like, when did they become.
What do you mean, was?
You don't remember Xavier Renegade Angel?
No.
That weird looking motherfucker with the beak and the snake for hand. And he had, like, goat legs.
I vaguely am remembering this, but I'm pretty sure I blocked it out.
It looks like a 3D rendering error that someone was like, let's make a show out of this motherfucker.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah, it looked like someone made it in Second Life and, like, let's make a show out of this.
Yeah, because I think his legs, either he had like hoof feet or they were just backwards, like his knees go backwards or something.
They
shit.
Went backwards.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, that was just the dumbest thing. I'm going to look up, you could look up Adult Swim shows and see when it went terrible. When Adult Swim started.
Yeah, let's just go down the list. Yeah.
When it started, it was so great because it was all about anime.
It was Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Well, no, Adult Swim originally was Cowboy Bebop.
No.
Yes.
That was a segment in Adult
they
Swim.
They started Adult Swim with Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
I do remember that in the early days of Adult Swim because my dad...
Because that was the whole point, was they were taking old cartoons that Cartoon Network already had the rights to and reprocessing them into new shows to make more money.
Yeah, I think it started with Space Ghost.
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
Because
it was
my dad,
Space Ghost and C-Lab. And,
yeah, C-Lab 2021. Yeah.
And Harvey Birdman.
Harvey Birdman. Yeah.
The good shows.
Yep.
Yeah, because my dad was super freaking, like, he was stoked when he saw Space Ghost.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah, well, my dad didn't, because he loved the original Space Ghost.
He was one of the old Space Ghosts.
And he started watching it, and he was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Like, my dad was the living embodiment of that crusty gif.
What the hell is that?
With a cigarette in his mouth and everything.
I really thought
anime
that.
Did come in, but it was minimal.
That was the swimming pool era, apparently, is what it's called.
Yes.
I guess I never watched Adult Swim before that.
Because I remember getting psyched when I saw that they were doing the anime, because, yes, that was when they brought in Bebop, and then they did the uncensored versions of Gundam Wing and Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
So the original lineup for it was Space Ghost Coast to Coast, C-Lab 2021, both great shows. Harvey Birdman, great show. Aqua Teen, great show. Yes. I know Jesse's not a big fan, but I loved it.
I think they had Baby Blues in there really early, too.
Home Videos?
It's not listed here. But
Home Videos was later.
Was it?
That was during the swimming pool era. And then The Brack Show.
The Brack Show came later, because it came after Space Ghost Coast to Coast got popular.
Yep, so they made
And then
Brack
they made The Brack Show, because my dad was like, are you fucking kidding me? They're adding to it.
Yep.
The Brack Show. Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
I hated Brack so much.
I didn't care
for
Brack
either. I liked The Brack Show because Zorak was awesome.
Zorak was amazing. Yeah.
I could not stand The Brack Show.
Oh, it was awful, but I watched it.
But Zorak in it was good. He was gold.
I hated it just because my dad told me to, and then years later I watched it and I was like, no, this is
funny. I sometimes feel
as
if I'm Zorak in situations.
So, that was the original lineup of classics plus The Brack Show. And then look at the lineup you have now. Apollo Gauntlet.
What?
Black Jesus.
What?
Decker, which is the worst thing I think I may have ever seen in my life. And I like Tim and Eric.
I was going to say, that's them, isn't it?
No, it's just Tim Heidecker.
Okay.
It's like a spy show. Have you seen the preview for it?
No.
It's a spy show where they don't really give a shit about performing in front of the worst green screens you'll ever see. Mm-hmm. It's the worst thing I think that may exist. Dream Corps. The Eric Andre Show, thumbs up. Big fan of that. Infomercials. I think that's the one that Too Many Cooks thing came from.
I think so.
I've never heard of any of these, although I don't ever watch TV anymore.
Yeah,
the only time Adult Swim gets put on is if King of the Hill's on it at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mike Tyson Mysteries. Mr. Pickles.
Oh, that's that fucked up dog thing.
Never heard of Mr. Pickles.
They put it on their Facebook occasionally, and it's just, this fuck. There's so much like death, dying, gore. Anyway, go ahead, continue.
Mr. Pickles is an American animated television series created by some people for Adult Swim. The series revolves around the Goodman family and their 6-year-old son named Tommy and the family's border collie, the demonic Mr. Pickles.
Yep.
So they like steal from Rugrats that their kid's going to name Tommy and then their
dog's named Pickles?
Yeah. The fuck?
What was the other? Neon Joe Werewolf Hunter.
More stuff I haven't heard of.
The fuck, Adult Swim?
Can we go back to the good days?
Off the Air, which Zach showed me some stuff.
Man, what version of Tom are they on?
Rick and Morty. There's Rick and Morty. I know you guys are fans of that. Annoying. Apparently Robot Chicken's still on the air.
Holy shit.
I did not know that. I thought they died years ago.
Yeah, I mean, he still puts out episodes.
Damn.
Squidbillies.
I didn't realize that was still on
the air. I didn't either. Tim and Eric have a new show called Bedtime Stories.
Of course they do.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. It premiered 3 years ago. Venture Brothers. I didn't know that was still going.
I like Venture Brothers.
You say ew?
Yeah.
I fucking loved the first four seasons of that show.
Maybe I didn't watch it, but like just the previews annoyed the shit out of me.
The Monarch?
I mean, I haven't seen that show in 10 years. So. And Dr. Girlfriend.
And Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh, I might like it now, but back then the previews annoyed the shit out of me.
What's that?
Yes, Dr. Girlfriend.
I said maybe I'd like it now, but back then the previews annoyed the shit out of me.
Oh, no. And there's aspects of it that are annoying as hell.
I mean, the show's worth watching for Brock Sampson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the all-time great cartoon characters, played by Patrick Warburton.
Patrick Warburton.
Who's just phenomenal. He was on Seinfeld.
He's been on, like, everything. I actually sold them to Alex Freezy, believe it or not. I had the first 4 seasons of Venture Bros on DVD.
Oh, really?
And I sold them to Freezy
a while
back.
I feel like it's on Hulu.
It might be, because I know that Adult Swim added a bunch of shows to Hulu.
And Your Pretty Face is going to hell.
But the first season of Venture Bros is kind of rough.
Yeah.
Like, there are a couple of good moments, but it really picks up in season 2 and 3.
Mm.
You actually start getting continuous plot.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's delightful.
Sounds like effort.
Give me 1 second.
It is a little bit of effort.
So of those shows, like 7 or 8 of them are live action shows on Cartoon Network.
That's weird.
That was the thing that aggravated me with Cartoon Network when they started doing like the live action movies and stuff. And I'm just like, no, the whole point is you are a cartoon channel.
Yeah,
you are
the Cartoon Network.
At
music
the same
television.
Time, the whole point was because they acquired all the Hanna-Barbera cartoons and they're like, oh, we have all this free stuff that we can just put into syndication.
Well, they have Boomerang for that.
Yeah, I was about to say they threw it out on Boomerang. My, oh, God. When we got Boomerang on satellite, my dad just, that was the happiest I've ever seen him. He watched Boomerang so often.
All the Huckleberry Hound he can take.
Mm-hmm. And the Underdog.
So gay.
And,
Quick Draw McGraw.
Yeah,
was that Pink Panther, too?
No.
No, okay.
Pink Panther was
It was the Flintstones, though.
Yeah, it was the Flintstones.
Flintstones, Jetsons, Josie and the Pussycats, Scooby-Doo, Jabberjaws.
I'd like to just go over the list of former shows that used to be on there, because some of these might bring back memories to you guys.
Yes, let's do it.
12-Ounce Mouse.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
So awful, show. So wonderful.
Aqua Teen, of course.
Yeah.
Assy McGee.
Fuck that show.
You remember Assy McGee?
Dude. It was awful, but I remember it.
Big O 2. I don't even remember them coming out with a second.
I don't either. But I heard I never watched the first one either. Like, for whatever reason, when I was a kid, I could not get into giant robot anime, and I don't know why.
I didn't really like Big O, but I did.
It was one of those, I got into it towards the end, and then they stopped airing it.
Black Dynamite. Which they did a cartoon based on the movie.
I actually have never seen that cartoon, but I heard it was awesome.
The Boondocks.
Yeah.
I was never a big fan of the Boondocks.
I liked the Boondocks. Either.
Oh, this is the fuck this show. Brad Neely's Hargnallin Sklopio Peepio.
What the actual fuck?
I dare anyone to go out and watch some of these videos that he did. They're terrible. Like, I like Eric Andre. So when something pops on that I go, what the fuck was that supposed to even be? Then it must be really terrible. The Brack Show, which was awful. We can all agree.
I like that.
That was
Brack
the worst.
Show.
Well, thanks for giving your input. check it out with Dr. Steve Brule.
Yeah, that was the spinoff.
Children's Hospital.
No.
China, Illinois, which was also by Brad Neely. Fuck him. Delocated. The Drinky Crow Show.
I remember
I hate
Crow.
Drinky Crow.
Oh, fly just landed on me. Go away. Eagle Heart.
I got nothing on that one.
I remember it had Chris Elliott in it. Fat Guy Stuck in Internet.
I'm assuming you're just going alphabetically.
Yes. Damn. Frisky Dingo.
I remember Frisky Dingo.
A.K.A. Almost Archer.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the same creative team. Like, they just went on to do Archer.
It looked very similar, too.
Yeah, the art style.
God, I just left it there.
I know Kevin was a huge fan of Frisky Dingo. I could never get into it. I love Archer, but I just couldn't get into Frisky Dingo.
It was really, really weird. I remember, was it Killface? Murderface?
Something
was
the character?
Murderface, I think.
The greatest event in television history. Don't know. Harvey Birdman, Attorney of Law. Amazing.
That was a great show.
The Heart She Holler.
Nah.
What the fuck? Home movies.
Yeah,
I remember Home Movies.
I don't understand how some of the, and unless he just ended the show on his own, I get that.
I'm pretty sure Home Movies just stopped.
Good, because some of these shows that are just really super terrible went for like Children's Hospital went for 6 years. Home Movies went for 3.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure they just stopped writing.
Well, because they lost. Oh God, I can't think of his name.
H. John Benjamin.
Yeah, they lost H. John Benjamin.
Okay,
because
so
he does everything.
Anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's in a bunch of stuff. But, yeah, they lost him because I think that was around when Archer started.
I was going to say, isn't that the guy that does Archer?
Yes. Because it's the exact same voice.
Yeah.
And Bob from Bob's Burgers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hot Package. By the way, Home Movies is a classic.
Yeah, Home Movies is great.
No. When people talk about, like,
Home
Rugrats and stuff like that, Home Movies was
it.
That for me.
Yeah.
Like, that was, I love that show. Hot Package, I don't know what that is.
Uh-uh.
The Jack and Triumph show, I don't know what it is, but I do, just guessing, is Jack McBrayer and Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. I would have watched that. Do you not know who Triumph the Insult
Comic
Dog is?
On Hulu. Oh, yeah.
Jesse Christ, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
Jeffy Krimble, you're scaring me.
But,
yeah. No, I do know Triumph. I know that Triumph anyway.
King Star King.
Eh.
Lucy the Daughter of the Devil.
I remember that one.
Loiter Squad.
No.
Nope.
Mary Shelley's Frankenhole.
No.
Nope.
Metalocalypse.
Yes. Yeah.
Which someone told me was still going on. It's not.
No.
I mean, they're probably playing reruns of it.
It's on Hulu.
$1 Million. I never liked Metalocalypse. I hope JR's not listening.
I liked it.
I know a lot of people that loved it, and there were parts I did like, but for the most, I didn't really care for it.
I didn't like it, but I didn't hate it.
There were a couple of episodes that were really good, but for the most part, it was kind of meh.
Yeah.
But, like, I would keep watching it just for some of those great moments, like the coffee song.
Don't
oh my god,
song.
I love that.
Man, did you ever watch Metalocalypse?
Nope.
One of the lines that I always, you know, really gets me is "Scream for your cream."
$1 Million Extreme presents World Peace. No idea.
Nope.
Minority Team.
Nope.
I vaguely
remember
that. One.
I remember
yeah,
ads
it was,
for it.
I believe it was very racist.
Well, there was Dr. Wang,
like Minority Team.
El Jefe, Fasto. Which was the black guy, because he's the fast man. Jukano. And Nonstop, an Indian convenience
store owner. Yeah, that sounds racist as shit.
Yeah.
And they fought the White Shadow Organization.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
The White Shadow, the Corporate Ladder, Racist Frankenstein, and the Standardized Test.
Oh, my God. All right, the show sounds like vaguely genius and also just fucking racist as shit.
Well, there was secondary members, Corporate Loophole. Dirty Cop, The Plant, Seamus McFisticuffs.
Oh, no.
Who was a drunken leprechaun.
Oh, of course he was.
Steven Skullbird, middle manager Tom Severson, and stuck-up girlfriend.
Wow.
I almost want to watch
Maybe
it.
I should have watched that
show. What was that one?
Minority. Okay. Mongol Wrestling Alliance, Moral Oral, which
I
is
remember
a
Moral Oral.
I remember that. Thing. That was terrible.
Well, that was another one of their recycling. They just took the Davey and shoot. It wasn't Goliath. It was Davey and...
It was probably Davey and Goliath.
I don't know.
It was a terrible show. I'm not going to read the rest. There's only a few more. I'm about to say, fuck, I don't want to do this anymore. Newsreaders, no idea. NTSFSDSUV, which is National Terrorism Strike Force San Diego Sports Utility Vehicle.
No.
Shit.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Perfect Hair Forever.
I remember that remember one. Perfect Hair.
Do you remember that one?
It was like the fake
anime.
It had the floating singing hot dog.
Yes.
And the pink-haired Asian girl and like next to nothing.
It
with
was
the
super perverted,
man.
Yeah. Stupid ass show.
No idea.
I just stroked out. Like, none of those. I understood all of those words individually.
But together, they didn't make any sense. The Restless Bell, The Rising Sun, Samurai Jack.
Well, Samurai Jack is a phenomenal
show. Samurai Jack on Adult Swim?
It is now.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the new.
Yeah, it was originally on Cartoon Network.
I was going to say, right. I don't remember that being Adult Swim.
Saul of the Mole Men.
I remember that.
C-Lab 2021, which was also amazing.
Yes.
Soul Quest Overdrive.
What?
No idea. Space Coast to Coast.
Oh, was that the Johnny Quest like spinoff add-on?
No, that was because
I know they did something with like a Johnny Quest like.
I remember that too, but I don't remember the name of it.
Anyway, continue.
Space Ghost, Stroker and Hoop.
I remember that one.
That was only on for 13 episodes, man. I felt like that was on for much, much longer than that.
They only advertised it for a while.
Super Jail.
Boo.
Fuck Super Jail.
You ever see Super Jail?
Nope.
15 minutes that, like, you just, at the end of it, you're like, boy, I wish I could get those 15 minutes back.
Yeah, there's a lot of, that's most of what Adult Swim is to me now, is, man, remember when you guys used to play good things? Like Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job.
Fuck Tim and Eric.
It had its moments. A lot of it was trash.
I love Tim and Eric Goes to the Mayor.
Yeah, you also love the Eric Andre show, so
okay,
your
Tim
opinion
and Eric
doesn't
goes
count.
The Goes to the Mayor one I liked.
Oh, that's coming up. Thanks for spoiling it. Titan Maximum, Tom Goes to the Mayor.
Yeah, I liked that
Which
one.
Was also Tim and Eric.
I know.
It's also a fucking terrible show.
It was ugly as all get out, but...
Xavier, Renegade Angel, and Your Hole. As in W-H-O-L-E and Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Not Your Hole, but You Are Whole.
Huh.
Not Your Hole.
Interesting.
But You Are Whole.
This feels like a Sunny Bit.
You know, Adult Swim.
Dibbick.
Is just you get the occasional diamond out of there, like something like Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
But for the most part,
easy.
It is.
I would say that's a ruby at best.
Oh, no. That's a diamond.
All
right, shut up, Eric Andre.
I think Eric Andre... shines brighter.
Whoa.
Oh, no, not even close.
I feel like those are some shots fired
I'm
around here.
Pickle Rick! Clever.
It was a great episode. It was a phenomenal episode.
I fully know that I'm like against the team here, and I'm
I don't have a team. Purpose.
Are you a fan of Rick and Morty?
I like it, but I haven't seen
it too. Like, I'm just giving you shit. It's
I
fine.
Don't have it high it's, up on my list.
I don't sit there and watch clips of it like I do Eric Andre, but I also don't hate it like Jesse does Eric Andre.
Also never seen your Eric Andre. So.
I mean, you just cannot get me to like it's just a prank bro bullshit.
Eric Andre is the most surreal television you'll ever see.
The only thing I've seen is that thing you showed Jesse like last week after...
It's baffling is what it is, and that's why I like it. FLCL is coming back. Hot Streets is coming up. The Jellies, mostly for millennials, and Ball Masters 9669.
None of that sounds entertaining at all.
I really only watch like for the late night Toonami stuff for the anime.
Yeah,
honestly,
it's the only place you can find King of the Hill right now.
Yeah,
they have that listed here. American Dad, Attack on Titan, Bob's Burgers, Cleveland Show. Ugh. Dragon Ball Super, ugh.
Yes.
Dragon Ball Z Kai, ugh. Family Guy, ugh. Hunter x Hunter, no.
Yes, no. I do. I love that show.
Tell us about it. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
I didn't even give her a chance.
I knew he wasn't.
Naruto.
Looping back. Oh, okay, that's the old run.
Outlaw
okay.
Star, Superman, and Tokyo Ghoul. Okay, that's it. We're out of here.
Oh, Tokyo Ghoul's good too.
I never watched it. I don't watch anime anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
speaking for the people that aren't here.
Jesse, are you an anime fan?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the... I'm not a general anime fan. I do enjoy some anime.
What was the last anime you watched?
My Hero Academia and Attack on Titan.
I know.
Manny, what's the last anime you watched?
You're Lying April?
Ooh, that's a really good one, too. Yeah, I made Mandy watch that one.
Lindsay, so what's good. Less anime you
I'm
watched?
Trying to think.
Because I know mine was...
Because half of them I can't pronounce.
High School of the Dead.
Wow, that's been a while.
Oh, that was the last one I actually watched.
You bought a poster for it.
Yeah. No, I didn't have a poster.
Yeah, from OMG Con.
Do I have a poster for High School of the Dead?
No, he bought buttons.
Okay, I could have sworn that he bought
buttons.
A poster for it. Like
he thought about it real hard, but he didn't.
We all loved High School of the Dead until the hard turn.
I am not into anime as much as I was, but I still like a lot of it.
The last one I finished was last fall when I watched my fifth season of Uchi no Prinsama.
You watch a lot of random anime, though.
I do.
You were just watching one the other day.
I tried to. There were no subtitles.
By now, you should know the language.
I don't.
Oh, I watched Fairy Tail again recently.
Oh, yeah. I did actually finish Fairy Tail. Okay.
I will watch Godzilla when it comes out.
Ooh, surprise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not Pickle Godzilla, but that'd be an interesting trick. All right, we got to get out of here. We'll see you on Sunday back with Nerd Up. Jesse looks angry at me. I think I said too much.
I'm just thinking about Pickle Rick. That was such a great episode.
See, and all right, did you like Pickle Rick? Did you find it funny?
Well, okay,
because
listen.
From what
out of context, it's not.
Okay, yeah, it's
not. No, it's not.
Watching
I read
previews.
A breakdown of it where it was like they basically, it was just a big middle finger to people that, not to people that watch the show, but that there was a reason for it. Like, it was actually a much more intricate reason than just a one-off joke.
Yes, it was. And that was actually, I thought I was going to be annoyed as shit with this episode. I really did. Watching the previews for it, because they had been hyping this up since before they, like, since after they gave the official release date for season three starting. They've been teasing this episode of just him as a fucking pickle getting turned over by Morty and him going, I'm Pickle Rick! And like, every time I saw that clip, I was like, God damn it. And then they got to the episode and like, this is finally the episode, guys. It's finally Pickle Rick. And I'm just sitting here like, fuck, what? Please tell me this is only gonna be like a 5-minute bit at the beginning because this is fucking stupid. And then like, they actually like got to the episode and oh my God, it was great. Just everything about it was great. It was a lot of dealing, like...
It was family issues, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, he turned into a pickle to avoid having to deal with something.
Having to deal with, like, family. They were going to family counseling, yeah, because Beth and Jerry divorced.
Right.
Or are getting divorced. And, yeah, like, that's what the entire episode was about. And he was supposed to... Basically, he was going to turn himself back from a pickle. He had an elaborate setup planned. Where as soon as they drove away, and a syringe was going to land on him, it was going to turn him back into a regular person. Morty saw the setup, and then he ended up spending the rest of the episode as a pickle. and it wasn't just him sitting on the counter as a pickle thinking about or contemplating life. Now it was a lot more in depth than that. He got knocked off the ledge. He almost fried. That he got washed down a drain. It's great. It ended up being a fantastic episode.
All right.
As I said, if they can get past the fart jokes, I'll watch it.
They do.
So what episode do I need to start at and just skip?
Episode 3. Season 1, episode 3.
All right.
I mean, we'll watch the entire series.
I've got them on Blu-ray, season 1 and 2.
But there has to be some give and take. Well, you have to watch something.
What have I rejected watching other than Eric Andre? I've watched clips that you put on. I just don't find it funny.
I blame Dalton. Dalton takes things that are funny and then shoves them down your throat. Makes them unfunny.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to shit on Dalton. I love Dalton. He's a great guy. Good night, everybody.